The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And we are here at the Wells Fargo Arena in preparation for the Democratic National Convention in the city of brotherly love. And joining us now is Lanny Davis, who, Lanny, we're here at the arena and you're not. You're what are you, hanging out at a donut shop? How you doing, Lanny?
Welcome to the city of brotherly love. And as usual, we'll have a brotherly love conversation.
You betcha.
Today. I wanted to be there in person so I could charm you in person, but maybe the rest of the week once I figure out my way how to find you. So I'm in
as the
bar,
week develops.
Yeah, right. It's not easy getting through security, trust me.
All right, so Lanny, let me ask you something. Bernie Sanders won 23 states in the primary process, and obviously party unity is an important issue here. So let me put it this way. We've just learned from the WikiLeaks dump that the DNC was colluding at the highest levels with the Clinton campaign to the detriment, trying to stop the Bernie Sanders campaign. The Bernie Sanders campaign wanted one major concession in the Rules Committee, and that had to do with superdelegates, and he ended up with a compromise, they're calling it, which means the DNC has to sign off on superdelegate rules in the future, and we already know how the DNC is set up. And Tim Kaine, the opposite of Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders, somebody who's in bed with Wall Street, has been selected as the running mate. So from the Clinton campaign perspective, Lanny, why should a Bernie voter vote for Hillary?
Well, let's start with what Bernie Sanders not only has already said, but before there's too much celebration by folks like you that want to see Hillary Clinton defeated, let's watch what you say the night, which is coming soon, when Bernie Sanders takes the stage, and especially when the ballots occur. And we'll contrast that night when the Democratic Party comes together.
Well, Lanny,
let me finish, guys.
No, but you're going to talk about Ted Cruz and Donald Trump.
Versus the booing that went on with Ted Cruz at the Republican.
All right, and I understand, but that wasn't my question. I know exactly why Bernie Sanders is going to support Hillary Clinton. No, my question is, why should a voter vote for Hillary? I understand why Bernie is supporting Hillary.
I actually think that's exactly the answer to my question. If you disagree with the answer, that's different than saying I'm not answering. Because Bernie Sanders stands for what Bernie Sanders voters stand for, duh, and Bernie Sanders will say Donald Trump is diametrically the opposite against the minimum wage, against Obamacare and national health care, in favor of banning people based on their religion, the opposite of every single issue a Bernie Sanders supporter is in favor of. Even on trade, Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine are only for fair trade, not the kind of unbalanced playing field trade rules that have applied so far. So Bernie Sanders is the person that Bernie Sanders voters support. Did I say something illogical there?
No. Well, you know.
Well, you're saying vote against Donald Trump, not for Hillary. I get it. That's all right.
As a matter of fact, Bernie Sanders, you will hear, you guys are going to be disappointed if you get out too far, so I'm just trying to save you because I like you.
All right, thank you for that.
Just wait for what Bernie Sanders says, and then we'll see what Bernie Sanders voters say, who right now are telling pollsters that 9 out of 10 are supporting Hillary Clinton. So the other 1/10 will pick up after Bernie Sanders' speech. Just get ready, guys, to be disappointed in your expectations.
I can tell you right now that based on my conversations with a lot of Bernie people that I talked to yesterday, they are not going to be, it's not going to be small, and they're not
very
happy.
Well, people who come to the convention protesting are not exactly a sample of Bernie Sanders voters across the country. But just wait. I'm telling you guys, don't get out.
All right. Understood.
All right. Fair enough. We got other stuff. Hang on. We got lots of other stuff. We take your point. Okay. I got to ask you, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, was it proper of her to step down?
I didn't hear your question.
Was it proper of her to have made a decision that after the end of this convention, she will step down?
Yes, and Senator Sanders said that not only does he accept that decision as the right thing, but he also praised her for her past service. So this is a comment for me that I'm going to be agreeing with Bernie Sanders throughout this interview, because he is unifying the Democratic Party, and he did say that what happened, as I say, that what happened at the DNC was wrong, and so has Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine supported the decision of Debbie Wasserman Schultz to step down. Although I agree with Bernie Sanders, she performed a great service for the Democratic Party.
Also, I see that there are some new polls that show that it's tied, and there's actually a new poll that came out this morning that suggests that Donald Trump is now in the lead and that there's been as much as a 10-point swing. I mean, that's if that's true, that would be one heck of a post-convention bump.
It would really be astounding that Mitt Romney was ahead of Barack Obama in 2012 after his convention. Shock. I mean, holy mackerel, Brian. Shocking. After his convention abounds, do you remember the results of the 2012 election?
So I do remember, yes. I sadly remember, yes.
Uh-huh. And we'll see. Again, guys, don't get too far in front of your skis. We'll wait for after the Democratic convention, which, unlike the booing that occurred against Ted Cruz and the insult even after the convention from Trump, watch what happens with Bernie Sanders on Thursday night. I know something you guys don't know. Just watch.
You're gonna tease us like that and not share? Hey, Lanny Davis is our guest, and real fast, Lanny, we're almost out of time. But a quick question: I got to follow up on something. You agree that it was absolutely correct and appropriate for Debbie Wasserman Schultz to step down in light of what we learned with the DNC over the weekend. If that's the case, then why is it appropriate and proper for the Clinton campaign to hire her?
Excuse me, why is it we're having a little reception problem, guys?
Okay, let me repeat the question. You just said it was inappropriate, it was appropriate for Debbie Wasserman Schultz to resign in light of the WikiLeaks scandal over the weekend. If that is the case, then why is it appropriate for the Clinton campaign to hire Debbie Wasserman Schultz?
Well, she's been a friend for many, many years, a member of Congress of very, very high regard, but she has also taken responsibility for a horrible, an indefensible series of emails.
But she pays no penalty. She gets a job from Hillary? She gets a job for those horrible, indefensible behaviors? Then you hire her? What does that tell us about a Clinton administration?
This is very unlike you, because you're usually very fair. There isn't a single email of Debbie Wasserman Schultz that you can quote. Quote me one right now.
No, but Lanny, you just said she takes responsibility for it.
I'm asking you to quote me any email she sent. That was horrible.
Well, you're asking me to make an argument that I did not make. I didn't say she was on the emails, but you just... I didn't make that argument, Lanny. You said she takes responsibility. If she takes responsibility, then why is she rewarded with a job?
But she did not send any of those emails, so thank you for proving my point.
That's not...
The emails that were sent, she's responsible for, and she stepped down. Thank you.
She stepped down, and then she got hired by the Clinton campaign, and that's okay.
Agreeing with me that you couldn't name a single email that she sent.
That I never made the argument, Lanny.
Oh, I don't think all the emails are out yet, Lanny. I'd be careful about that.
She absolutely kept her hands clean on that so far. Lanny, thanks for that. Very enlightening, as always.
You.